رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله Our beloved master صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم has said that a person who sends 50 times daily durood or salawat or salutations upon me, I will shake hands with him on the day of judgment. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Salatum wa salamun alayka ya sayyidi ya rasulallah wa ala alika wa ashabika ya habiballah. Dearest Islamic brothers and the viewers of Madani channel, once again we welcome you into the silsila blessings of Hadith. Inshallah Azza wa Jal, in today's silsila we will discuss few Ahadith of our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam regarding Azabul Qabr, means the punishment in the grave. Before we discuss any of those ahadith which denote on Azab-e-Qabr, let's try to understand some shar'i masalas pertaining to Azab-e-Qabr. First of all, we must know that when we talk about qabr, we talking about alam-e-barzakh, which begins with the death of any human being and its end is at the time of qiyamah. So the qabr which we know as, which is made like the hump of camel, That is not what is meant here. Actually, alam-e-barzakh is meant when we talk about azab-e-qabr. So therefore, if a person was not buried in the grave for some reason, maybe he was burnt in the fire, or he drowned in the water, or an animal, for example, he was in the jungle and a lion ate him up. So, Azab-e-Qabr will still come upon him if he is not a Muslim and if he is a rebellious sinner. So, this is the understanding of Azab-e-Qabr when we talk about Azab-e-Qabr. Because sometimes people think if person did not get a Qabr or he did not have a chance to be buried in the Qabr, and what about him? Would there be punishment or no punishment? Or Azab-e-Qabr will be proven for him or would not be proven for him? So this explanation makes it clear that we mean by Azab-e-Qabr the period which is after death till the day of Qiyamah. And that period is another world. And that world is known as Alam-e-Barzakh. Number two, Azab-e-Qabr is proven from many ayat of Quran-e-Kareem and many ahadith of our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Some of the ayat which ulama-e-ikram have said are for Azab-e-Qabr, we will read them out to you. Number one, يَثَبِّتُ اللَّهُ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا بِالْقَوْلِ الثَّابِتِ. Surah 27, ayat number 14. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala keeps the believer firm on the truth. And the second ayat is, أُغْرِقُوا فَأُدْخِلُوا نَارًا. They were drowned and then they were put in the fire. Surah 25, ayat number 71. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, النَّارُ يُعْرَضُونَ عَلَيْهَا غُدُوًّا وَعَشِيًّا. Surah 46 and ayat number 40. And those are those who are being forwarded to fire in the morning and in the evening. So these ayat, according to ulama ikram, are denoting on azab qabr, on the punishment of qabr. Number 4, hisab of qabr started from the time of our beloved Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. The previous ummah were asked one question, and that was regarding the recognition of their Nabi only. And the questions which are about religion and about the faith and etc., those started at the time of our beloved Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Number 5, 8 people are exempted from azab-e-qabr. For example, Nabi, Shaheed, the one who is preparing for jihad, the one who died in a plague, the one who was patient in the disease of plague, small children, the one who dies in the day of Jum'ah or in the night of Jum'ah, and the one who recites Surah Mulk, one who recites Qul Huwallahu Ahad in the sickness when he is about to die. So these are the people who are exempted from Azab-e-Qabr. So when we talk about Azab-e-Qabr, we're not talking about these 8 categories. So it is important to keep in mind. And then number 6. Hisab-e-Qabr means the accountability or reckoning of Qabr is something else. And Azab-e-Qabr, the punishment of Qabr, is something else. Some people would be successful in the accountability of Qabr, but they will still be punished in the Qabr. For example, the one who carries the tails, the one who does not look after himself or protect himself from urine. Because that's mentioned in Hadith Mubarakah that these type of people are being punished. So even though if they are believers and they pass the test and they are proven to be believers, so the azab is still possible for those people. And also, after Hashr, after the accountability has taken place, when people are put into the Jannat or into the Jahannam and they are given Azab or Sawab, so they are put in the Jannat or in the Jahannam to get the Sawab and Azab. But the Azab and Sawab or the comfort of Jannat or the hardship of Jahannam come into the Qabr when the person is in the grave. He doesn't go, but the azab comes into the qabr, or the pleasure of Jannat comes into the qabr. Also, it's important to know that azab-e-qabr is on the ruh, and the body is tabe, mean body follows the ruh. So therefore, ruh and the body both are punished. So these are some of the masail which are important to know, so when we're discussing the ahadith, it would make it easy for us to understand. عن البراء ابن عازب عن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم قال يثبت الله الذين آمنوا بالقول الثابت نزلت في عذاب القبر يقال له من ربك فيقول ربي الله ونبيي محمد متفق عليه. This hadith has been reported by Imam Bukhari and by Imam Muslim with exactly the same words. It is narrated from Hazrat Bara ibn Azib radiyallahu ta'ala. He says that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, when a believer is asked in the qabr, he gives evidence that there is no worthy of worship but Allah and Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is the Rasul of Allah. And this is the saying of Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal in Quran Kareem, the ayat يُثَبِّتُ اللَّهُ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا بِالْقَوْلِ الثَّابِتِ which we have discussed and translated. And there is another narration from Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam where the same ayah kareema was recited and Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has said that this ayat is revealed regarding azab-e-qabr, regarding the punishment of qabr. A deceased person is asked or he is questioned that who is your Lord? So he says, Rabbi Allah, my Lord is Allah. And he says, Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is my Nabi. This Sahabi who has narrated this hadith, his name is Bara and his kuniyat, his pet name is Abu Ammara. He's Ansari, Harithi. He took part in battle of Khandaq and in the Ghazwa of Uhud. He was in the company of beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in those battles. And in the time of the Khilafat of Hazrat Umar Farooq radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he stayed in Kufa. He is the conqueror of Ray, which was the state in Iraq Sambi. He reports this hadith Mubarakah. Now in this hadith it is mentioned that a believer is questioned. So who questions the believers? They are Munkar and Nakir, they are two angels. They test the Tawheed and Risalat and they test the deen of the person. This is actually the examination of general Muslims, general believers. As far as the special servants of beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam are concerned, Awliya Allah are concerned, Ashqan-e Rasool, the lovers of the beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam are concerned. When they see the beautiful face of the beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, they revolve around Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam like moths around the burning candle, or the hajis around the Kaabatullah. And some even recite the praises of the beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, as it has been reported by many great personalities in their dreams. So this is an opportunity for the lovers of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Some even wish to die for that reason, so we will have the ziyarah, we will have the vision of our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And what is mentioned in the ayat here refers to the azab-e-qabr, and that we have discussed in the point number 2 in the introduction of azab-e-qabr. So very same is mentioned in this hadith-e-mubarakah. And then we have another hadith اس حدیث مبارکہ is reported from حضرت انس رضی اللہ تعالیٰ عنہ. He says that our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, when person is put in the grave and his friends or people who went to bury him, when they return back, he hears the sound of their footsteps. And then two angels come to him, they make him stand up and sit in front of them. Then they say, what do you say about this personality, or what you used to say about this personality, who's Muhammad, the believer? He says, I bear witness that he is the bondsman of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and he is the messenger of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then the believer is told, so see your place in the Jahannam, which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has changed into Jannat. Mean, if you could not answer correctly, then this was your place. But because you answered correctly, therefore Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala changed that place into Jannat. So he sees both the places, the place in the Jahannam and the place in the Jannat. But a munafiq, a hypocrite or a kafir, he is told, what do you say about this personality, or what you used to say about this personality? He says, I don't know. I say what the other people say. And then he is told, you did not recognize him, you did not recite Quran. And then he is hit with the strong and heavy hammers made of steel. And this person screams that every creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala besides the humans and jinns hears his crying and screaming. These are the words of Bukhari. Dearest Islamic brothers and the viewers of Madani channel, from this Hadith Mubarakah, we learn some very important maslas. One masla is that the people who passed away, who died, who are dead, deceased, they can hear. Their hearing is proven from Quran Kareem and from many a hadith of our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Hazrat Shuaib and Hazrat Sahli alayhi wa sallam, they said on the bodies of those people who were punished, dead bodies, they were punished, they were killed, and they stood on their bodies and said, if the dead bodies cannot hear, then what is the use of seeing something? But here is mentioned in Quran Kareem that the Anbiya, the prophets of Allah Azza wa Jal, they say something to the dead bodies. And that proves that dead bodies can hear, dead body can listen. So, وَقَالَ يَا قَوْمِ لَقَدْ أَبْلَغْتُكُمْ رِسَالَةَ رَبِّي. And he said, O my nation, undoubtedly I have delivered the message of my Lord to you. So, upon whom it was being said? Upon the bodies of the kafirs. So, who were dead, who passed away. And then there's another ayat kareema which is much more clear evidence. And that is about Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salam. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in Quran Kareem, ثُمَّ دُعُهُنَّ يَأْتِينَكَ سَعِيَّ. Then you should call them and they will come running to you. The issue here is that Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salam wanted to know the birds which he slaughtered, how would they listen and how would they come into being again. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala ordered Ibrahim alayhi salam, call those animals who are already cut into pieces, and they'll come running to him. So this ayat of the Quran is a clear evidence that dead people can hear. And this hadith mubarakah which we have discussed of Hazrat Anas radiallahu ta'ala anhu and reported by Hazrat Imam Bukhari is also an evidence that dead person can hear. Because it is mentioned in this hadith mubarakah that the person who is being put in the qabr, he can hear the sound of the footsteps of the people who are returning back after burying him. Now the question arises, how could he hear? Because according to our definition, he is dead. And dead person is that whose ears, whose eyes, whose nose, whose senses are not working. They're not functioning. And then he is being put down 5 or 6 feet down in the ground, and tons of soil and sand is being put upon him. And everyone makes sure that there is no hole left in the grave. So what type of hearing device does he have that he can hear? And in fact, if we understand deeply, we would realize that his power of listening, his power of hearing has been increased. Because now he's not hearing with the body, because body is dead. Now he's hearing with the soul, and soul is free now. When soul is in the body, soul is in the prison. When the soul comes out of the body, then soul is free, and freedom is power. Everyone knows about it. So soul becomes more powerful. So the hearing, when the person is buried in the grave so deep and tons of sand has been put upon him, that hearing is an evidence that the power of hearing has been increased. So this masala we learn from this hadith mubarakah. And our beloved Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam also stood at the bodies of kuffar who were killed in the battle of Badr and communicated with them, spoke to them. So if they could not hear, then what was the use of talking to them? And that talking was not done by an ordinary person, that talking was done by the Rasul of Almighty Allah Azza wa Jalla. And also keep in mind, murdas or the mayyat or dead body, they hear permanently. It's not that sometimes they hear and sometimes they do not hear. Therefore, we are ordered that whenever we go into the grave, we should say, Assalamu alaikum. Assalamu alaikum, ya ahlul kubur. So whether you go today or you go tomorrow, you go day or you go night, you go this year, you go next year, anytime you go, you have to make salam. So that tells you that they can hear permanently. Otherwise, special times would have been recommended that in this or this time you go and make salam, and other times you don't make salam, because in this time they can hear and in other times they cannot hear. And if they are unable to hear, then it doesn't make sense to make salam. You don't go and make salam to the walls. You don't go and make salam to stones, because you know that there is no life and there is no reply. But we are ordered to go to the Qabristan and make salam. So that tells you very clearly that they can hear and they can respond. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Salatun wa salaman alayka ya Sayyidi ya Rasulullah wa ala alika wa ashabika ya Habiballah. And then it is mentioned in this hadith mubarakah that two angels come and they make person sit. He was lying down in the qabr, they make him sit. The two masalas are proven from here. One is that حساب قبر happens or begins after when everyone leaves the قبر. So while people are there on the قبر, حساب قبر does not start, because it is mentioned in حدیث مبارکہ that when people come back and he hears to the sound of the footsteps of the people who are going back, اتاہ مالکانے, then two angels come. So as long as the people are there, angels don't come, and the questioning in the قبر does not start. So if people stay at the قبر and they keep on making dua, then the angels will not come. That's why it is tradition at many places that people stay at the قبر till Thursday night. And what is mentioned in ahadith that the person who goes into the qabr Thursday night, there is no questioning, there is no hisab, there is no accountability. So with the hope, some people do that practice, and inshallah azza wa jal, Allah will show his mercy that this person would not be called for accountability, or angels would not come to question him about his faith, and he would be proven inshallah azza wa jal a believer without accountability in the grave, as long as he has died with iman. So this is very important issue to understand. And then also we learn that in this hadith mubarakah, angels say hazir rajul. So this means that Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam himself comes in the grave, because word haza in Arabic language is used for mahsus mubsar. Mahsus mubsar means the person who can be felt, person who is near. For that person the word haza is used. The person who is far, the word haza is not used. Zalika or tilka is used. And the person who is near, closer, then the word haza or indicating noun haza is used. So in this hadith mubarakah, the angels question, ma kunta taqulu fi hadha ar-rajul or fi haqqi hadha ar-rajul, what you used to say about this person. So this tells us very clearly that Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam himself comes in the qabr, in the grave of every person, whether that person is believer or he is non-believer. And then his picture is not brought, as some people have said that they bring his image and they show the image. No. What is being said in hadith mubarakah, hadha ar-rajul, this man. So the man does not stand for a picture. The word for picture is surah. So therefore, hadith mubarakah would be on its real meaning, because there is no need to change the correct meaning or the real meaning. There is no need to find a metaphorical meaning. Metaphorical meaning are found and established when there is a shari'i problem to take the haqiqi meaning, to take the real meaning. Now imagine that those malakan which are mentioned in hadith mubarakah, those Munkar and Nakir, they go into every grave. So there are thousands and thousands of graves throughout the world that are being made up, and people are being buried and put in the graves, Muslims and non-Muslims throughout the world. So at the same time, they're here, they're there, they're in east, they're in west, they're south, they're in the north, they're in the middle, everywhere, in thousands. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala enabled them. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala empowered them. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave them that power. So similarly, our beloved Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam comes in the graves of hundreds and thousands of people at the same time. And this is what we call as hazir and nazir. So this is the aqeedah of Ahlus Sunnah wal Jama'ah that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave the quality of Hazir and Nazir to His beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So Aqeedah of Hazir and Nazir is very simple. That Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is in his grave in Medina Sharif. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made the whole earth, the whole universe actually, like a mustard seed on the palm in front of him. Now if you are blind, you are not blind, you can see. And you are present there because you are so close. So the whole universe is so close to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam can see. Therefore he is Nazir, he is Hazir. Ulama ikram have given a beautiful example of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam's being Hazir Nazir. Is like the sun. Sun is at one place. But at the same time, sun is every way. Through its light, through its rays, through its heat, sun is every way. But sun is at one place. So similarly, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, through his lightful reality, through his ruhaniya, he is every way, but he is in Madinatul Munawwara. Physically, his physical blessed body is in Madinatul Munawwara in the Qabr Sharif. And then Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, if he desires, he can go anywhere in the world, and he can be at many places in one time. To be at many places at one time is not the quality of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is free from place. So there is no equality with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Like we have given you the example that Kiraman Katibin, they are at many places at one time. Hazrat Israel alayhi salam, who snatches the ruh from the body, he is at many places at one time. And if Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam can be at many places at one time, then why should it become shirk? Why should it be so difficult for people to understand and believe? And we also understand from this hadith mubarakah that when person is put in his qabr, he sees Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam with his eyes. It's not an imaginary thing. It's not something that is just in visualization. Now imagine, people could be hundreds or thousands or millions of miles away from Madinatul Munawwara, where Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam's Qabr Mubarak is. Now imagine how close Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam gets to them when they go in the grave. How does that happen? This happens because of this quality of Hazir and Nazir which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has bestowed upon him. In fact, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam is close to the believers wherever they are. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, النَّبِيُّ أَوْلَى بِالْمُؤْمِنِينَ مِنْ أَنفُسِهِمْ. Surely, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is nearest to the believers than their own lives. In other words, their lives could be far from them, but Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam cannot be far from them. And as far as the awla in the meaning of aqrab is concerned, so those people who have a problem to accept Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam as Hazir and Nazir have accepted that the meaning of awla is aqrab, mean Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam nearest, he is closest to the believers than their own lives. And that is the reason that we make salam to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam wherever we are, whether we are in the east or in the west, in the north or in the south, in Jaziratul Arab or in Africa, or in Pakistan, or in Russia, wherever you are. What is the وے ٹو میک سلام ان دا نماز, السلام علیکا ایوہ النبی, او نبی سلام اپون یو, او نبی. Whether you are in the east, you are saying, O Nabi, salam upon you. You in the west, you are saying, O Nabi, salam upon you. You in the south, you in the north, you on the earth, or you in the heavens, or you on the moon, wherever you are. If you are performing your salat, and you have to send salam, you have to say, Assalamu alayka ayyuhan nabiyyo. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam closest and nearest to the believers than there. Own lives. And also the recognition of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wa sallam would be based upon iman. If one has iman and he never saw Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wa sallam, he never saw him in the dream, but he will be able to recognize Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wa sallam. And there are many people who may have spent their lives with Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. For example, Abu Jahl, Abu Lahab. These people knew Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam like they knew their sons. يَعْرِفُونَهُ كَمَا يَعْرِفُونَ أَبْنَاءَهُمْ. That they knew Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam like they knew their sons. But when they would be asked, these kuffar, these munafiqs, they would be asked in the grave, what you used to say about this personality? They'll say, La adri, la adri, I don't know. I say what the other people say. So they forgot. So their memory is taken away from them. So with the barakah of iman, with the barakat of faith, Alhamdulillah, every believer would be able to recognize Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And also something very important I would like to mention is that the word is used, ma kunta taqulu, what you used to say about this personality, about this person. So the question is not really about what you say now, because if the question is what you say now, then now everyone knows the reality and everyone wants to accept him. Everyone wants to believe in him because they know that if they don't believe in him, they're in trouble. So therefore the question is, what you used to say in the dunya about this personality, you should say now. If you used to say that he is an ordinary person, he's like a big brother, he doesn't know anything, he's powerless, he's not special, then say that. And if you used to say, he is Rahmatul Lil Alameen, he is Shafi'ul Muznabeen, he is our master, he is Rahmatul Lil Alameen, he is Imam of all the Prophets. Whenever you talked about him, whenever you spoke about him, you spoke with great respect and used the beautiful words and high words for him, and then you have to say that. And how nice if we are in the habit of saying, Ya Nabi Salamu Alaika, if we are in the habit of saying, Mustafa Jaane Rahmat Pe Laakho Salam. And when we see our beloved Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam in the grave, we stand up with the respect and we say, Mustafa Jaane Rahmat Pe Laakho Salam, Shamma'e Bazme Hidayat Pe Laakho Salam. May Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala give us that opportunity. May Allah make it possible for us that when we are in the grave and our beloved Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam comes in the grave, we may stand up with respect and reverence by saying Ya Nabi Salamu Alaika, by saying Mustafa Jaane Rahmat Pe Laakho Salam. Ameen Bijahin Nabi Al-Ameen Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Sallu Alal Habib Sallallahu Ta'ala Ala Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Salatum Wa Salamun Alaika Ya Sayyidi Ya Rasulullah Wa Ala Alika Wa Sahabika Ya Habib Allah. O Mubarak, for you is my prayer. May you keep ascending success. Say, O Mubarak.